Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on iHeart and Radio MD. And we got to thank Great Engineering, as usual, for iSonar. But this is session 844. We have a great guest coming up, just like Dr. Julian Bales in 842. And the guest, 843, Dr. Eslami. We have had a string of wonderful guests. The news stories of the week, Well Beyond Wellness. Search for one if your loved ones are sick. What do I mean? It makes that big a difference. Teaching hospitals in the U.S. are expensive, but have much lower death rates by 20% or more. We'll talk about that. Wellness foreplay. Trouble sleeping? Get a new air filter. That's right. Or move farther from the freeway and closer to work, as air pollution, the nitrogenous waste in air, may be to blame for your sleeping problem. The wellness foreplay, how to lose weight after 40, we'll talk about six new habits that people think you should start now if you want to stay healthy after age 40. The Odd Omegas, no fruit juice for kids under one, pediatricians, and the American Academy of Pediatrics says cut it out, and how to stop sugar from sneaking into your child's diet. Wellness foreplay, another one. It could cause you to gain weight. Your fitness tracker could be way, way off. The wellness foreplay, learn how to strap them in. 43% of kids who died from car crashes were improperly restrained, and most of those, experts tell you, would not have had a problem were they properly restrained. They became flying objects or bullets to hit something. The Odd Omegas, what is the anti-inflammatory diet and how can it help you? Again, this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're going to get to all of those, plus a top guest in a few minutes. The order for the podcast, let's go right to the trouble sleeping, air pollution may be to blame. Remember, this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate podcast that lets you take control of your health so you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. What do we mean by air pollution? Well, air pollution is responsible for about 7 million deaths a year, not in the U.S., but worldwide, the World Health Organization estimates. And of course, if you're in Beijing or in one of the cities like Mumbai in India, there is a lot more air pollution than in many U.S. cities. But it turns out that the level that is near freeways and near streets, or if you've got a missing filter on your air conditioner, that level is a problem in America. Turns out they looked at 1,863 people, all of whom lived near cities with air pollution. And what did they find? Well, that particulates of PM2.5s, those are the typical ones that give us lung problems, or nitrogen dioxide, correlated strongly, very strongly, with problems. In their results, the researchers found that the people who had the least air pollution had what we call a 93% sleep efficiency. What do we mean by that? That's the time they're sleeping over the time they're in bed. So they're sleeping 93% of the time they're in bed. How about the people with the highest air pollution? Around 78%. So a huge decrease, 15% decrease from 93% are sleeping all but 7% of the time they're in bed to threefold greater, not sleeping more than 20% of the time that they were in bed if they had a lot of pollution. Now, we don't know cause or effect, but it's a strong connection And I think it's something we or you should worry about. What about the Wellness Foreplay? The first one of those, how to lose weight after 40. Six new habits to start. This is really interesting. How do you fight the dreaded spread? Well, one thing, first, avoid saturated fat. Yes, saturated fat causes insulin resistance, causes inflammation, especially the foods associated with saturated fat, and that that can cause you a real problem because it accumulates that saturated fat, and the insulin resistance that it causes more sugar to accumulate in your belly, which means more saturated, more inflammation, more belly fat, which means a bigger waist. So pay attention to your midriff. Second, get your biceps back. It isn't just the treadmill, unless you do it at an angle. If you do the treadmill at an angle, you're lifting your weight against gravity. So the key is resistance exercise, such as lunges, squats, planks, push-ups. These are things that build muscle, and that muscle building uses calories. Fall in love with plants. That's right, eating more fruits and vegetables daily decreases overall weight as you get older. Find your arm. This is a very interesting thing. In our own studies, the people who went through the stress management program in 6 weeks lost 4 pounds, whether they were trying to or not. In over 6 months, and this is amazing, they lost 18 pounds without being in a diet program. All they were was in a program that taught them stress management. So find your stress management. Think about magnesium. Pumpkin seeds has it. So we learned this from Azo, bladder control with weight loss. Turns out that those pumpkin seeds that are in that are very valuable to help you lose weight. And be less happy about happy hour. That is, keep it down to one drink a day. And remember, seven on Friday night is not one every day. What is the anti-inflammatory diet? Well, that's our Odd Omega's story of the week. There's certain buzzwords that always seem to weave into conversations when we talk about diet. You know, genetically modified food, coconut, protein, gluten-free. Well, the most important one you learn is anti-inflammatory. Inflammation comes from belly fat. It comes from your gut. It comes from the food you eat, which change the bacteria in your gut. And autoimmune conditions may occur when you're fighting protein in your own body. So the keys are, how do you decrease inflammation? One, have more fruits and vegetables. It's the same thing we learned on avoiding the midriff and midlife weight gain in your middle. It is fruits, vegetables, nuts, colorful roots and herbs, omega-3 fatty acids, especially DHA and walnuts, chia seeds, healthy fats, like that DHA, and like olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, and healthy fiber and whole grains. What foods, equally important, cause inflammation that you should avoid? Those foods with saturated fat in them, such as red meat, such as cheese, such as egg yolks. It's not the fat, per se. It's the carnitine, lecithin, choline, those proteins that come with those fats that change the bacteria inside you that cause inflammation. So does gluten in many people. That's on wheat products, obviously. And it's especially bad, obviously, if you have an intolerance to it, but it occurs in everyone. Refined grain and sugar, added syrups, added sugars, and simple carbohydrates are all problems. So that's the Odd Omega's tip of the week. The Well Beyond Wellness, this is one you'll love if you're in an academic medical institution. but you want your loved one to have a 20% greater chance of surviving hospitalization? Well, if they're Medicare age, this study's important to you. This looked at all academic medical centers, non-academic medical centers, and what we call minor affiliates. The minor affiliates had about a 10% increase in death rate in Medicare patients compared to the academic centers. But the non-teaching hospitals, they had about a 20% increase. So makes a big difference. If you really care about your loved one, find a major academic medical center that is one associated with a medical school and start going there for your medical care. And they say, well, wait a second, local hospital GG is great. Maybe. But this was all hospitals looking at it across the country. Turns out that those people in teaching hospitals that are checking on one another seem to be a place where you would get better care because people are checking on one another. They certainly, whether you got better care or not, you certainly survived the thing 20% better, the hospitalization. The American Academy of Pediatrics came out with no fruit juice for kids under one. Now, it's always been that we don't want kids under 6 months to have sugar or added syrups. In other words, those sippy cups with apple juice that I used to give our kids, It apparently addicts the kids to sugar much more commonly, and the American Academy of Pediatrics says not till after 1 year of age. If you want something, dilute it, really, really dilute it. 1 to 6 at most. Water is 6 times as much as the fruit juice, if you will. If you want to use anything with fruit juice or fruit, real fruit in it, they say don't just stick that sippy cup in. Don't give the kids sugar drinks, any drink with sugar in it, till after 1 year of age. And they also came up with this recommendation on how to stop sugar from sneaking in your child's diet. Well, it means you should consume less than 6 teaspoons of added sugar per day. By the way, 1 Coca-Cola is, I think, 15 teaspoons. So we want you to have less than 1. And now that means avoid the cupcake from the classmate's birthday, a bag of cookies, forget that, get rid of the gummies, forget that, forget the lollipop after the doctor's visits. So to have, you've got to really look carefully. You don't want to deprive your kids of sweets, but despite the consequences, we think you should just make sure that they have healthy food, such as food with a little fat in it, and one of those, bananas, freeze them, grapes, you can freeze them. Keep fruit drinks, soda, and sugary beverages out of your house, and watch out for sugars in food that you don't think of as sweet. Remember, even natural sugar is sugar. So the key is to help your kids find a balance, helping them learn how to enjoy healthy foods and enjoy and self-regulate treats. And the next key issue on this issue of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, this is, by the way, issue or podcast number 844, can't believe, means we've been doing it over 15 years, is in fact that 43% of children who died in car crashes were improperly restrained. How do you make sure your kid is properly restrained and you know how to restrain them rather than them becoming a missile when you stop suddenly? Well, you go to a fire hydrant, firehouse, not a fire hydrant. Go to a firehouse. Firemen, can't believe I said that. Firemen are trained in techniques to make sure the child safety seats are properly installed and that the car is appropriate and which seat in the car is appropriate. For example, I just learned in our car, one of our cars, the seat belts were from a incompetent seatbelt manufacturer, and so we can't have, or the airbags were, so we can't have anybody, child or adult, in the front seat, but especially a child in the front seat. I want to go through a couple more stories, but before I do, I want to remind you, we've had some great guest interviews, and one of those was about heat stroke and exertional heat stroke, which was in the program 842, podcast 842, Julian Bailed. Podcast, some of my favorites, by the way, I'll reach back into the distant past. 824 and 825 were Gene Chatsky talking about our book, Age Proof. Kristen Kirkpatrick talking about how to keep your liver healthy in 822. 819 and 821, Michael Bruce, The Power of When, which was discover your chronotrope and the best time to eat lunch, ask for a raise, have sex, write a novel, take your meds, and more. Podcast 814 and 816. If you haven't listened to those, that's Charlie Hennekins, a double one, talking about a toothpaste that may save your life. And 813 was Dr. Brett Finley, Let Them Eat Dirt, Saving Your Child by Letting Them Eat Dirt. That's another one of my favorites. Well, let's come back. The current 844, I've got a couple more news stories, one of which is this story about your fitness tracker. So Stanford University had 18 people wearing 6 different fitness trackers to look at their accuracy for steps, for heart rate, for calories consumed. Well, steps and heart rate, they were right on, but calories consumed, there wasn't anyone that was within 27% of accurate, not one of the fitness trackers, and many of them were off by more than 50%. What this did, in fact, was it caused people, they all overestimated how many calories you consumed or burned, and that led people to eat more than they should and actually gain weight by using the fitness tracker to guide how much calories they could have, how many calories they could have. So your fitness tracker could be way off and you could be eating too much. Rely on the fitness tracker for steps and heart rate. They were very accurate for that. But don't rely on your fitness tracker for the calories consumed or how much you can eat. Should the FDA prohibit filtered cigarettes? This is something I learned that I didn't know. Turns out that when you have a filtered cigarette, you develop a different type of lung cancer and a different type of inflammation than if you have an unfiltered cigarette. Unfiltered cigarettes are squamous cell cancers that are in the middle of your lung and much easier to detect and to treat. Adenocarcinoma comes from filtered cigarettes. It turns out they filter out the big particles. The small particles get to the distant part of your lung and cause many more problems, and the lung cancer is much tougher to treat. So this study was asking, after they did the study and saw the difference, that was published in the National Cancer Institute Journal, they asked the FDA to review if filtered cigarettes should be banned because people take deeper breaths and they cause a much tougher to treat lung cancer. They both cause inflammation, which causes aging of your arteries, impotence, wrinkles in women, impotence in men, brain rot, and heart disease and stroke. But the type of lung cancer they caused was different. And there's one more study I want to get to, and that is one small drink a day increases breast cancer risk, yes, and it decreases heart disease risk, but when you take 5 drinks a day, any day of the week, with any regularity, the risk for cancer overwhelms the benefit from heart disease protection. That's especially true in women. So one drink a day max, whether you're a man or a woman, and as I always say, five on Friday night is not one every day. We have a great guest coming up. Stay tuned. That's 844B. This is podcast 844A, the news of the week. Thanks for listening and have a great day. And remember, you get to take control of your health. You get to choose how long and well you live in the vast majority of cases. So make sure you listen to the news. We release the top medical news of the week every Tuesday at 7 a.m. Eastern. But the key isn't that we release it, but we give you those action steps on what to do about it, such as air pollution is to blame for problems sleeping, like we did at the top of the show. The action step is to get your filter, air HEPA filter, reinstalled or move further away from the freeway. Or the second story, if you will, was how to lose weight after 40, the six new habits to start, especially the one about falling in love with plants, the anti-inflammatory diet, and what to avoid, what to have. And the story about the teaching hospitals were more successful at keeping Medicare patients alive and recovered with less disability. What's the message there? If you've got a loved one who gets seriously ill, find a teaching hospital for them. Transfer them to one if they aren't already in one. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Thanks for listening. Take control of your health. Tune in to our podcast every Tuesday and listen for our great guests as well. Thanks, Sonar, for great engineering. We'll be back next week.